I thank you, Rabbi Shabtai, again, and I want to reiterate that our learning today should be for Refuah Shleimah, for Farah Aaron HaKohen, Ben Rivka, and it should be Refuah Shleimah, someone who's in need of Rachamei Shemayim. Okay, so we started off last week, we were discussing the halachas of Amir al-Nachri, of what you are and are not allowed to say to a non-Jew on Shabbos. And as we said, this is going to take us a few weeks to go through, but let's just review a little bit of what we did last week before jumping back in to this week, because they are very much interconnected. We discussed last week why it is that the Chazal prohibited Amir l'Nachri. Why is it that I cannot come to a Goy and tell them what I need them to do for me on Shabbos? And we discussed that there were three different opinions. One is the one alluded to most clearly in the Gemara, and that is the notion of Dabar Davar, that my speech on Shabbos has to be different than my speech on the Chol. And therefore, the same way I talk business on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to talk business on Shabbos. That was reason number one. Reason number two was the reason developed by Rashi, which is this notion of Shlichus. Shlichus essentially says that when I ask a non-Jew to do something for me, they become my Shliach. Shlucho shel adon kamoso, if junior then becomes the equivalent to me, then he is my yada richta, as the Gemara alludes to it. He is the extension of my arm. And therefore, when junior does something, when junior vacuums the floor, when junior turns on the light, because I asked him to explicitly, that is as if I am doing a malacha on Shabbos. That is a problem. And the last one was the concept of the Rambam, this notion of reverence. The Rambam's concern, and we'll see that there were really two concerns in the Rambam over there. But number one is that we are going to come and not have as much reverence for Shabbos. We're not going to have the kavod for Shabbos that we should. And therefore, Ramosha took that to the next level, or to its logical conclusion. And Ramosha, if you remember, was very opposed to Shabbos clocks when they first came out, because Ramosha says, who cares if a non-Jew is doing it for me? Who cares if a Shabbos clock is doing it for me? The net result is that malacha is going to be done for me on Shabbos. That's a significant problem. The other issue that was quoted in the Rambam, and again, it's important to articulate that, is not just this notion of reverence for Shabbos, but if you recall the Rambam over there at the end of yesterday, of last week's shiur, the Rambam was also concerned that I might come to do it. In other words, if I become so used to having a goy do malacha for me on Shabbos, then there's a concern that I myself might come and do that malacha. In other words, that malacha will be so ubiquitous for me, it'll be so commonplace for me, that when I need it to be done, so there's not a non-Jew there, I could do it for myself. And I have some examples of personal examples of where I found that to be very relevant. I'm not going to share them now, but let's just say the Rambam's concerns were very valid concerns. We discussed three nafkaminas lahalacha last week between these three opinions. Nafkamina number one was, can I tell a goy before Shabbos to do something for me on Shabbos? And Rashi over there said that, that Rashi and the Rambam needed a different reason, because you can't say it's a problem of Dabar Davar, I'm saying it before Shabbos. You can't say it's a problem of reverence for Shabbos, because I'm doing it before Shabbos. It must mean that there's something in addition to those two reasons which is prohibiting it. That's where you need the reason of Rashi, this notion of Shlichus, that even when I tell a goy before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, the reason why it's a problem is because when the goy does it for me on Shabbos, they are my Yada Richta, they are the extension of my hand, and that is a problem. That was nafkamina number one. What about the inverse of that reason? What about telling a goy on Shabbos to do something after Shabbos? So here we said, Dabar Davar would still be a problem, because I'm telling the goy to do something for me on Shabbos. Shlichus, however, would not be a problem, because by the time the goy does it for me, I'm allowed to do it myself. It's not going to be a problem of shlichus. When Junior does malach for me, Motzei Shabbos, it's not going to be a Junior, by the way, for those who weren't here, is our custodian here in BRS. That's why I keep on referencing his name. So when Junior does something for me on Motzei Shabbos, it's not going to be a problem, because even though he's my shaliach, even though he's my yada richta, even though he's an extension of my hand, I'm allowed to do the malacha, so too Junior's allowed to do the malacha. And we got a little stuck on the Rambam's reverence, right? Is reverence going to be a question? If I tell the goy to do it on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos, and I think one can make the argument either way. What about, and this was our third nafkamina, what about giving a goy to do instructions when it's not Shabbos for me, but when it is Shabbos for the goy? I'll give you a very practical example, because it's the 2-year anniversary of it now, and that is the Tree of Life massacre that was on October 27th, 2018. So I happen to be in Israel. when that happened, I was in the David Citadel Hotel. I was running a Shal Shudis / Havdalah service for our federation. I was there on a federation trip. And it was right after we made Havdalah, or we were about to make Havdalah, that someone came in and told us that there was a shooting in Pittsburgh. And obviously, we were all very concerned. We set up Erkat Tehillim. And then I immediately went for my phone because I realized that I had information in Israel that people in America didn't yet have. And that I wanted to call ahead to BRS in America to let them know, because again, no one knew what was going on. I wanted BRS to have increased security. I wanted the custodians to be aware and alert. Now, of course, in BRS, and again, this is not a halachic statement, but I'm going to stay away from that. Let's just say a lot of people knew about it by the time I had already called from Israel, and there was really no need for it. So was I allowed to call Junior and to tell him to get the security guards to do malach on Shabbos, maybe to call their supervisor to bring more guards? Am I allowed to do something like that? Again, koach nefesh aside. So am I allowed to give a goy instructions when it's not Shabbos for me, but when it is Shabbos for him? So there, it's not a problem of davar davar, because it's not Shabbos for me. Reverence isn't a problem, because again, it's not Shabbos for me. And what about shlichus? So again, maybe shlichus wasn't set up for this type of a situation where it's not Shabbos for me. How could you even apply that notion of shlichus? And therefore, if you remember in the Shail Shuvas b'Mareah Bazak, we saw that they were matir that situation. Those were the three nafkaminas, the practical differences that we discussed last week. There is a fourth nafkamina that I want to discuss with you today, and that is, what about hinting? Right? What about hinting? Everyone thinks and everyone assumes that hinting is kind of like this carte blanche heter to be able to get a goy to do malacha for me on Shabbos. So while I can't go to Junior and say, Junior, can you turn on the light? I can go up to Junior and say, hey, Junior, it's awfully dark in here. Or, hey, Junior, wouldn't it be great if there was light here in this room? Right? Or, hey, Junior, wouldn't it be great if a cow jumped over a donkey and that was code word for me and Junior to know that he has to turn on the light? So what is the deal with hinting? And specifically when it comes to our three rationales. Now, let's take it one step at a time. What about v'daber davar? Right? Again, this is much more fun when you guys can respond to me. But what about v'daber davar? Would hinting get around the prohibition of a davar davar? So I think most of us would assume, again, not 100%, but let's al regalachas assume, that when I hint at something, that might be a good way to get around the prohibition of a davar davar. I'm not explicitly saying something. Right? In other words, v'daber davar says I'm not allowed to speak on Shabbos the way I speak on the weekday. I conduct business on the weekday, I shouldn't conduct business on Shabbos. Here, I'm not conducting it the same way I do it on Shabbos. It's essentially saying that I'm doing it as a shinoi. I'm doing it a different way. I'm modifying my form of speech. I'm not saying it explicitly to Junior. And because of that, maybe I've gotten around the prohibition of v'daber davar. What about shlichus? Right? So shlichus, okay. So, first of all, if I'm asking him to do it on Shabbos, so maybe you would have a problem with shlichus. If I'm hinting it for after Shabbos, that would, in all likelihood, negate the prohibition. You could very easily argue that shlichus isn't a problem here, right? That because I don't make Junior explicitly my shaliach, I'm not going over to Junior saying, can you turn on the lights for me? I'm simply saying it's dark in here. Junior on his own is going and making an inference from my statement, right? Maybe that undermines the whole notion of shlichus. He is no longer my yada arichta. He's no longer an extension of my hand because I never asked him to be my hand. He's simply doing it for me on my behalf. Now, again, parenthetically, we're not seeing the whole sugi at once. So no one should go and like issue a psak halacha based on what we're doing today, because one of the things we have to understand is, what does it mean on my behalf? And I'll tease next week's shir a little bit with that now. Right? What does it mean that Junior is doing something on my behalf? How do we define that? And that's obviously going to be the next step of the puzzle. So what we're doing here is we're kind of putting together lots of pieces of puzzle, and at the end of the series of Shirim, it'll all make sense. Right? So maybe there's no issue of Slichus. What about the Rambam? What about the notion of reverence? So if I hint at it, does that increase the reverence I have for Shabbos? Unclear. Right? I can make that argument either way, and we'll see that the poskim do make the argument either way. If you were asking me what I would have said, I would have thought it was a problem of reverence. Right? Why? Because at the end of the day, I have a goal, I have an agenda in mind. My agenda is that Junior should do malacha for me. How I state it doesn't really affect my reverence for Shabbos. My goal is still to have malacha done for me on Shabbos, and one could very easily make the argument that it would still be a problem. Typical rabbinic harama, exactly, right? This is a lot of rabbinic loopholes we're discussing here. Okay, so what is it about hinting? That is what we are going to talk, that is what we are going to talk about today. Okay, let me share my screen so we can open up our sources. Where's my screen? None of you are here. Here we go. Okay. Give me a thumbs up, Gordon Haas, if you can see my source sheet right now. Good. Okay. Here we go. So the Rama says the following. The Rama makes the following observation. Kol davar, she'asur lomar le'ina Yehudi la'asos b'Shabbos. Anything that I cannot ask a non-Jew to do for me on Shabbos, asur lirmos lo la'asoso. I also cannot hint for the non-Jew to do it for me as well. So not only can I not go up to Junior and say, turn on the lights, I also cannot hint to Junior on Shabbos to turn on the lights for me on Shabbos. What can I do according to the Rama? Aval mutter lirmoz lo la'asos malach ash achar Shabbos. Says the Rama, I can hint for malacha to be done for me after Shabbos. Now why does that work? Why is it that even though I cannot hint on Shabbos for Shabbos, I can hint for on Shabbos after Shabbos? Why would that be okay? So now let's go back to our... What?
It's not a malacha.
What's not a malacha?
What he's going to do after Shabbos.
So good. So you would argue that it's not a violation of a davar davar. That's what you mean to be saying, Jonathan Charm. Right? What you mean to be saying is that when I hint for them to do something on, if I tell them to do something on Shabbos for after Shabbos, that's a problem of a davar davar. If I hint to them to do something on Shabbos for after Shabbos, because I switched my mode of communication to a mode of hinting, now it is no longer a problem of a davar davar. Why then is it a problem on Shabbos? Why can't I hint to Junior on Shabbos to do malacha for me on Shabbos? It seems, that even though there's not a problem of a davar davar, there has to be another problem here. What would the problem in all likelihood be? One of shlichus. In other words, it seems that according to the Rama, we are still concerned about shlichus, despite the fact that what? That I have not asked him to do something explicitly. What about the Rambam? What about the Rambam? So the Rambam, again, if you recall, the Rambam was concerned about two different things. One was reverence, and the other was that I might come to do it myself. Okay. Now, if the concern is that I might come to do it myself, then are we worried about Motzei Shabbos? No, because on Motzei Shabbos, am I allowed to do the malacha? Yes, I can do the malacha myself. But on Shabbos, I would still be concerned because I might come to do it. So you would still, in all likelihood, have a problem according to the Rambam's understanding. And again, I'm trying to help you understand how everyone who comes after them is simply incorporating all three of these different opinions into their Pesach Halacha. So the Rama comes along, Halacha L'maisa, and says, not only am I allowed to tell a non-Jew to do something for me on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to hint to do on Shabbos, but I'm allowed to hint for them on Shabbos for after Shabbos. The Bach comes along, and the Bach offers a very lean... What?
How does that jibe with what Rav Moshe says? How can hinting, according to Rav Moshe, ever be permitted? Rav Moshe says that even if you have a machine do it for you...
So again, that's why I said that Rav Moshe had two different concerns. One was the reverence for Shabbos, and then the second component was that I might come to do it on Shabbos. So if you argue that the concern is... Hold on. If you argue that the concern is that I might come to do it on Shabbos, then you're not worried if it's Motzei Shabbos, because by Motzei Shabbos, I'm allowed to do the malacha. And even if you argue that it's reverence, again, I'm not saying I am, but you could make an argument that there's less of an issue here if it's being done after Shabbos, right? Because I'm saying something on Shabbos, knowing that the malacha is not being done on after Shabbos, so my irreverence for Shabbos is minimized in that case, because I still want the sanctity of Shabbos. I'm just starting to prepare a little bit for after Shabbos. Okay. The Bach is a little bit more makil. Comes along the Bach and says the following. Kol shekein le'inyan amir legoy. When it comes to telling a goy to do something, kevan delo mefarish behedya la'asos kach ve'kach b'Shabbos, since I have not explicitly told the goy to do something on Shabbos, I have only hinted them, Even though the goy understands from my hinting what it is that I want them to do next Shabbos, ein ze amir legoy shvus daser. It's not a problem of amir legoy. Ve'afilu b'Shabbos gufe. The Bach is even more mekel than the Ramah. He says even on Shabbos, im lo mefarish behedya. As long as I don't explicitly tell the goy to do it, if I hint to the goy to do it, even on Shabbos, Junior, it would be great if this carpet was cleaned by the time we came back from Mincha. Junior, it's awfully dark in here. Do you mind making it a little bit less dark, right? V'hagoy mevin shiratzona shiasa kach v'kach. And Junior understands, he anticipates, he infers that this is what I want him to do. Ein bazeh iser amira legoy shvus. Then it is not a problem of Amir Lachem. So comes on the Bach and says, hinting is okay, even on Shabbos. Why? Presumably because if I hint, and the goy makes an inference, he's no longer my shaliach, exactly what we were saying earlier. He's now making an independent choice on his own, which means he's now doing it on his own. Clearly, the Bach is not concerned for what? The Bach is not concerned for V'dabedavar, because I never stated it explicitly. The Bach is not concerned of shlichus, because when I hint at something, I no longer make him my shaliach, right? Now, the Bach doesn't reference it, but clearly the Bach's also not concerned about this notion of reverence, presumably because when I hint at something, it's almost like a shinoi, right? Why does a shinoi work? Because by me doing a shinoi, I'm showing you that I recognize it's Shabbos, and I need to do it, but I'm doing it in a way that's a little bit different to show kavod Shabbos. That's how the Bach would understand it, and therefore, as opposed to the Ramah, the Bach allows hinting on Shabbos for Shabbos. I can go to Junior and say, carpet's really dirty, it would be great if it wasn't so dirty when I came back from Mincha. And Junior would understand from that, that part of his job this afternoon is that he has to clean the carpet. Okay, comes on the Shulchan Aruch, and Paskins as follows. Aval mutter lomar lo achar ha-Shabbos, Lama lo asisa davar ploni b'Shabbos shavra. Says the Shulchan Aruch that I'm allowed to hint during the week for a goy to do something on Shabbos. So I can go to Junior Motzei Shabbos and say, hey Junior, carpets really weren't cleaned by Mincha time. And Junior's going to understand from that that next week on Shabbos, I want him between the time that Musaf ends and between the time Mincha starts that he's going to clean the carpets. Says the Shulchan Aruch in his continuation, "Afal pisha maven mitoch dvarav shiratzona shiasa b'Shabbos haba," and it's okay, even though he's going to infer what I want him to do the next Shabbos. Now, why is it allowed? Why am I allowed to hint for Junior for the next Shabbos? So again, shlichus definitely doesn't exist, because if it did, the goy couldn't do work for me on Shabbos. That can't be what his concern is. Why can't I hint on Shabbos? So it seems like the concern is reference. And therefore, if I do it before Shabbos, again, for the Shulchan Aruch here, and therefore, if I do it before Shabbos, for the next Shabbos, right, then I'm allowed to do it. I'm hinting, I'm showing the reverence, I'm not doing it on Shabbos itself, I'm doing it before Shabbos for the next Shabbos, and it's obviously not a case of Davar Davar, because I'm doing it again before Shabbos. So in a certain regard, it's the opposite case of what the Ramah was talking about. Comes along the Prima Gadim and wonders, why would hinting not be allowed? He says, "Afal pisha dibur aser divrei Kabbalah, o davar tover v'davar davar." Says the Prima Gadim, "I understand why speaking is a problem. Davar davar, haTorah itira hear her mutter. The Torah allows hear her. In other words, what we would now call hinting. Ma'ashein kin amir la'akum shvus midrabanan chamer b'zeh daf hear aser. As opposed to amir la'akum, where we don't even allow hinting. Why is hinting not allowed?" So you can make the argument in one of two ways. Either you can argue that when someone acts based on my hint, it's really no different than me speaking it out. Right? When I go to Junior and I say, "Junior, it'd be great, the carpet's so dirty, by Mincha would be really wonderful if, you know, abracadabra, Kalamazoo, the carpet was cleaned by Mincha time." Says the Prima Gadim, you can very easily argue that once I say that, and Junior's going to infer from what I'm saying what the case should be, it's no different than me speaking. That's really v'dabar dabar, right? Which is undermining a premise that we have been making up until this point. The other way of looking at it is that the concern here is reverence. And if the concern is reverence, so again, you could question the notion of whether it's any more reverent to hint than to non-hint. Okay, so that's, again, part of our understanding of the Prima Gaudium is, again, just helping us hone down these issues, exactly what we're talking about when we talk about these three concerns. What do we do halacha l'maisa? Okay, halacha l'maisa, I need the carpets cleaned on Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, Junior does a lot of work for us on Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, you have a cleaning lady come to your house. Shabbos, Yontif, what are you allowed to do? Comes along the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, and he says explicitly, like the Shulchan Aruch, he says, B'Shabbos v'Yontif aser lomar l'nachri lasos b'shvil yudi melacha, asher lo atzmo aser lasosa. So on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to have the goy do melacha for me. Anything I can't do, they can't do for me. Bein sheyesh b'asiyasa mishum iser Torah, ubein shein b'ayla iser mishum iser midorabana. Whether it's a deraisa, whether it's a derabanan, I'm not allowed to tell a Jew to do melacha for me on Shabbos. V'gam lomar l'nachri b'imos acho lasos melacha kazo b'Shabbos v'yantav aser. I also can't go to Junior and to tell him on Friday to do melacha for me on Shabbos. That's also aser. Many people don't know that halacha. I'm also not allowed to tell Junior to do malacha after Shabbos. I'm not allowed to tell him on Shabbos, do malacha for me after Shabbos. Telling a goy to do malacha, problem. Okay, so far so good. Then he goes to what about hinting? Lirmos lo be'erev Shabbos, sheyaseh malacha b'Shabbos. Can I hint erev Shabbos that they do malacha on Shabbos? O lirmos lo b'Shabbos, sheyaseh b'motzi Shabbos. Or can I hint to them on Shabbos that they do something after Shabbos? Mutter afilu b'lashon sivoy. That is going to be allowed. Paskins the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Hinting on Shabbos for Shabbos, that's a problem. Hinting for Shabbos before Shabbos, that's going to be okay. Hinting on Shabbos for after Shabbos, that is also going to be okay. So the only time hinting is problematic is on Shabbos for Shabbos. But I'm allowed to hint to Junior before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, and I'm allowed to hint to Junior on Shabbos to do something Motzei Shabbos. That is reiterated in the Yalkut Yosef. I figured Rabbi Shabtai is here. We'll have a Sfardi posek as well. Says the Yalkut Yosef, Maran, he says, Achar HaShabbos, Mutter Lomar Lo Beremes, Lama Lo Asisa Vorei Davar Ploni B'Shabbos Shavra. I'm allowed to go up to Junior and say, hey, why wasn't the carpet clean for Mincha? Afshu remez bar. Even it's explicit, right? You have to be like the biggest fool in the world not to have understood what I'm telling you to do. V'anachri mevim tok davar shiratzona shiaseh kem b'shabbos shabba. And the Nachri is going to understand that next week he wants me to vacuum. That is going to be allowed. Again, that is basically directly in line with the comment of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So, psak halacha we saw up until now. Hinting. Again, telling is going to be usher across the board. Hinting on Shabbos for Shabbos, that's a problem. Hinting on Shabbos for after Shabbos, that's okay. Hinting before Shabbos for on Shabbos, that's going to be allowed. Now you'll notice in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he added in four words at the end, which were somewhat gratuitous, unless you understood why he added them in. He says, mutter afilu belashon sivoy. It's mutter even if you do it in the language of a commandment. Now, what's the alternative? What other way would there be for me to have communicated to Junior what I want him to do? So for this, I want to introduce you to a stira in the Magen Avraham. Now, the Magen Avraham himself highlights this stira. You just need to learn Magen Avraham to know that there was a stira, okay? But it's going to reference for us that not all hinting is created equal. Not all hinting is created equal. Says the Magen Avraham, Aser lirmos, it is prohibited to hint. V'hu adin sh'aser lomar lo davar shi'avin mitoch kach shi'ase malacha. It is also aser for me to say it in a way where the goy would infer from my words to do a malacha. V'im kein, in a very machmir comment of the Magen Avraham, Aser lomar la'akum, Shekaneach chotmo, kedei sheyavin sheyasir hapecham sheberoshaner. Hapecham sheberoshaner. What am I not allowed to do? I'm not allowed to say, hey, Junior, blow your nose. In junior and I work out that code word for blow your nose is, can you turn on the lights? Code word for blow your nose is, can you vacuum the floor by mincha time? So I am not, says the Magen Avraham, allowed to go up to junior and say, junior, time to blow your nose. Not allowed to do that. That's explicit in the Magen Avraham. Didafka lomar, right, okay. All right, didafka lomar lo davar shemevi shiasa achar Shabbos mutter. Right, after Shabbos is going to be okay. That I'm allowed to hint at. But on Shabbos, Junior and I are not allowed to have a code word where I hint him to do something. Junior, time to blow your nose. That's awesome. What about this Magen Avraham? So the Magen Avraham, a little bit later, says the following. Zelashon Hamevi, Kasav, Chutz Le'erav, Yeshtei Aschalukim, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay, he says, Vim hu chasum. Right, let's say I get a letter on Shabbos. And the letter is closed. O kashur. Don't forget, they didn't have the glue back then. Let's say the letter was tied together. And I really, 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 really want to read this letter. I remember when, like, you know, it always, your SAT scores came on Shabbos. And you really wanted to open that up. And it would sit there, though, already like college acceptance letters. And you'd be like holding it up to the light. And you'd be trying to feel, I mean, that was before you knew it was muksa. But you were trying to feel how heavy it was. And if it was bigger, that was a good sign, smaller, a bad sign, whatever the case might be. Right? So v'imu chasim, o kasher. I really want it open. Ani omer la'akum, says the same Magen Avraham, who just a second ago said, I can't tell Junior to blow his nose. What am I allowed? I mean, Junior can blow his nose whenever he wants, but not if it's a code word for malacha. Ani omer la'akum, eini yachol akroso kozman sheina pasuach. I'm allowed to go to Junior and say, you know what? It's really hard to read this letter when it's closed. And Junior is allowed to then come over to me and say, if it's hard for Rabbi Moskowitz to read the letter, maybe, just maybe, he wants me to open up the letter for him. That, says the Magen Avraham, is okay. Now, does that make any sense? Right? It seems like an explicit stira in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham number one says, I'm not allowed to tell Junior blow your nose if Junior knows that blowing your nose means that he's supposed to turn on the light. Number two is, I'm allowed to go to Junior and say, you know, it's really dark in here. When Junior's going to infer from there that he's allowed to turn on a light. What's the difference between the two of them? What say you all? Well, those are just the cases I gave. Let's say they're both individual cases, because we're going to talk about that next week. Right? Again, next week I said we're going to have to define what it means for the benefit of. Right? Is it one versus many? We'll have to discuss that next week. But let's assume I gave a different case. Let's assume it's lights on Shabbos. Junior, I say, can you come over to my house after shul? Junior comes over to my house after shul. I say, Junior, blow your nose. He knows that means turn on the light. That's as the Magen Avraham I'm not allowed to do. But I am allowed to go to Junior and say, Junior, it's really dark in here. And Junior is then allowed to turn on my light. Does that make any sense? What's the chiluk in the Magen Avraham?
The answer is that it's just a code word is just another way of telling him to do it. The other way, you're not telling him to do it.
Good. Well, so let me sharpen that just a little bit, or refine it a little bit, right? In one, I am telling Junior to do something, right? I tell Junior to blow his nose. Now, the fact that he knows that blowing nose means turn on the light is almost irrelevant. What's relevant is that I told Junior to do something, and the net result of me telling him to do something is that he does a malacha. That's a problem. In the case, however, where I say to Junior, Junior, it's dark in here, did I command Junior to do anything? No. Did I tell Junior to do anything? No. Junior's making a complete inference. He's acting completely on his own. Now, the Magen Avraham himself identifies this as the difference, because he says, Umasha kasav simen yadalad. It's not simen yadalad, it's simen chav. But I don't know why it says simen yadalad, but simen yadalad, and I checked that before the shiur, so I know I'm right. B'shem, right? Dehasam. Right, what about over here? Why is it allowed over here and it wasn't allowed over there? Ein omer mishum b'derech tzivoy la'akum. The reason why I could tell Junior, hey, it's awfully dark in here, is because I'm not commanding him. Raksha omer lo sheini yachol lekroso. I'm just telling him it's really dark in here, I can't read. That's a shame. Junior's going to understand from there that I need the light. So the Magen Avraham quote creates this chiluk about what I'll call a direct request, even though it's framed in a code word, versus saying something that is just random, and he's going to infer from there and take his own initiative. That is the difference in the Magen Avraham. Okay? Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, we're talking about Psak Halacha. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan is very makil here. The Aruch HaShulchan says here, De l'remez, lo bimeachol amasha lo asa b'shabesh avar, hinting on a weekday for what, right, telling Junior on, hinting on Motei Shabbos, what Junior didn't do on Shabbos, kidei sheyada al haba, so that he will know what to do going forward, mutaraf b'remez bar, so far so good, that I'm allowed to do. Kamosha amar lo, lama lo asisa kach v'kach b'shabesh evra. Now that's an explicit one, right? I'm saying, Junior, why didn't you vacuum the Shabbos? That says the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm allowed to say. Ava b'Shabbos atzma. What about Shabbos self? Aser. I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why? Why? V'nir l'nei azdaiti shezeu b'Rebbe's barer. Because that's such a clear hint. Me telling Junior, Junior, why wasn't the, right, I come to Junior at Mincha, I say, Junior, why is this room such a mess? That says the Aruch HaShulchan is not really hinting. Like, if you're really honest with yourself. Why don't you vacuum this floor? Aval b'remiza ba'alma. But if I do a little bit of a better job of hinting at it, kemo b'psichas ha'michtav, sheyomer lo lama lo pasachta ha'michtav, v'adayaser. Aval k'shomer lo uchal likro ha'michtav. I can't tell him, you know, why didn't you open this letter for me? But I can say, you know, it's really hard to read the letter because it's closed. Lama yaser. Why should that be yaser, says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'ereinu omer inyan shemalacha. Again, based exactly on the Magen Avraham, I'm not telling Junior to do a malacha. I'm simply making an observation. He's even more makil. He even says that if I do it with an absurd comment, right, an absurd code word, that's going to be okay. Or I say, oh, it's really cold, and he turns on the fire near Demutter. The fact that Junior is going to infer from what I say, why does that bother me? So the Aruch HaShulchan allows hinting in code because I'm not making a direct request. I'm simply commenting. It's, you know, it's awfully dark in here. And so with hinting, the Goy takes the initiative. And when he takes the initiative, he's no longer my shaliach. Right? But as opposed to when I command him, if I tell Junior, can you, like, blow your nose, and the net result of Junior blowing his nose is that he turns on the light for me, is Junior my shaliach there? Absolutely he's my shaliach there. He's doing something I asked him to do. And if the net result of me asking him to do it is that he does a malacha, that's going to be a very big problem. The Aruch HaShulchan is, I think, the most makil of the opinions. And if you look at the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and the Yalkut Yosef, they are directly in line with the Magen Avraham and the Magen Avraham's Chiluk. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, K'shem she'asur lomar l'nachar b'Shabbos v'yantiv, lasos malacha b'shvil Yehudi b'Shabbos v'yantiv, just as I can't tell a Jew, a Goy, on Shabbos, do malacha for me on Shabbos, kach gam asur lirmoz lo b'Shabbos v'yantiv, b'lashon tzivoy she'asena. I also can't make a commandment to Junior. I can't say, blow your nose. Bein she'aremez hu al yedid dibor, ubein she'al yedei tuos. Whether it's verbiage or whether Junior and I have, like, you know, the coach at third base, I can't go like this to Junior either. I'm not allowed to because he's going to understand. Aval mutter lirmoz lo shelo b'latzon sivoy. But I'm allowed to say it in a way where it's not a commandment. Dehainu al yedei sipur atzorach be'asiyas malach. I'm allowed to just tell a story. Oy, chaval, I'm not able to read because it's so dark in here. Chaval, I'm not able to read that letter because it's closed. There, Junior's allowed to make an inference. Why? Because when he does that, he's no longer my shaliach. He was never my shaliach. I never commanded him. That is straight out of the playbook of the Magen Avraham. Lastly, Yalkut Yosef writes the following. Rav Avadia Yosef, I believe his yahrzeit was last week. I think it's last week, this week, somewhere around this time. Aser lirmoz l'nachri b'Shabbos b'lashon sivoy. Again, it's aser to hint. Shiaseh malacha b'shvilo. Again, b'lashon sivoy. Junior, blow your nose. Afilu imromez legoy biyadav oberosho. Again, I can't, again, have like a Junior and I. One blink means this. Two blinks mean that. I can't do that. Avalachar Shabbos, mutter lomar lo beremez lasos Alama lo asisa avor davar ploni b'Shabbos avra afshu remez. But bar again after Shabbos, I'm allowed a hint for the next Shabbos, and the Nachri is going to understand. Aval remez she'enu b'lashon nochach v'tzivoy, but a hint that is not explicit, that is not a commandment. Ela derach sipur dvarim ba'alma, but is just again an observation. Mutter afilu b'Shabbos atzma. That is allowed even on Shabbos. Can go she'omer lo haner enu meir yafe. I can say, you know, it's really awfully dark in here. V'shomei ha'nachri imetakno. And the Nachri is going to hear, he's going to understand, and he is going to come and do it for me. So what did we discuss here today? We discussed here today hinting as that fourth nafkamina lahalacha between the three opinions, dabar davar, shlichus, and reverence. We quoted the Ramah, quoted the Bach, who understood that hinting is okay even on Shabbos, which was more Mekil than the Ramah. And then we saw Halach Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, says hinting on Shabbos for Shabbos is not allowed. Hinting on Shabbos for after Shabbos is allowed. And hinting on before Shabbos for Shabbos is also allowed. Those are three cases. I know they're a little tricky. Right, that was also in Rav Avadi Yosef. Again, so hinting explicitly on Shabbos for Shabbos, not okay. What about different types of hinting? And that's where we came into this stira within the Magen Avram, where the Magen Avram seems to be soser himself. In one case says it's mutter, in one case says it's aser. And if we read the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and the Yalkut Yosef, they both pretty much understood it the same way, which is that I'm not allowed to give a commandment to Junior. I'm not allowed to say, do you mind blowing your nose? If Junior's going to understand that to mean, turn off the light. But I am allowed to say, it's awfully dark in here, and Junior's allowed to infer. And we understood, now we understand the logic behind it. Why is that okay? Why does that chiluk exist, according to the Magen Avraham, and according to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas, and according to the Alki Yosef? Because they're clearly approaching the sugya from which perspective? From the perspective of shlichus. From shlichus. When Junior is my shaliach, because I've commanded him to do something, Junior, blow your nose. You are now my shaliach, Junior. And therefore, if you end up, as a result of me telling you to blow your nose, doing a malacha, that's a problem for me. Junior is my shaliach. He's my yada arichta. However, if I never make a commandment of Junior, I simply say it's dark in here. And Junior makes an inference on his own to come and to do something. Well, in that case, Junior was never my shaliach. I never appointed him as my messenger. And because I never appointed him as my messenger, the fact that he did something on my behalf, that is going to be okay. So what we've discussed basically weeks 1 and 2 is the reason why it's usser, why Amir al-Nachri is usser, the three reasons why Amir al-Nachri is usser. And we discussed now four halacha lemaisa, nafkaminas, the fourth being hinting. And we've understood now a lot better what is allowed within hinting and what is not allowed within hinting. Now, no one should paskin la halacha yet because we're not done with the sugya. But again, we've put another very big piece into our puzzle to help us understand the broader understanding of the sugya of Amir al-Nachri. Next week, what we're going to talk about, I'll give you a little bit of a teaser here. Next week, we're going to talk about is that Chazal forbade not just a Jew doing malacha, a goy doing malacha, but also benefiting for the malacha done by a goy on a Jew's behalf or for his benefit. Right? So if Junior does something with the knowledge that it will benefit me, that's a problem. And what we have to figure out next week is what does it mean doing something on my behalf? What constitutes it? What are the parameters of it? And number two is what constitutes benefiting. Okay, so number one is what does it mean on my behalf? What does it mean that I'm not allowed to benefit from it? That is going to probably take us 2 weeks. That'll be next week and the week afterwards. But until then, I want to wish everyone a beautiful week. And again, a tremendous shkoach. Our learning should be a refuah shleima for a fall Aaron HaKohen ben Rivka. Everyone have a wonderful week.